Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. The men's 4x100m SA squad, led by Akani Simbine, stormed to victory at the World Athletics Relays Championships to secure the finals today and automatic qualification for the World Championships. Now, Simbine, who had Bayanda Walaza, Sinesipho Dambile and Bradley Nkoane as backing, earned gold with a time of 37.84 seconds. Now, the Team South Africa captain, who sprinted the last stretch, believes the win is credited to his team.
It was a really comfortable race. The guys did the job. Big ups to the guys and making sure that the baton actually gets to me. But yeah, man, I'm just happy that the team came together and ran well. And
in the women's 4x400m heats, Shirley Nekubui, Hannah Fanikerk and Precious Molepa, as well as Ney Geldenhuys, won their race in 3.28.01 seconds, finishing well clear of Germany. Took second place in 3 minutes and 28.63 seconds and breaking their own national record to secure today's finals as well. The 4x400m men's squad also secured finals in their heats, which saw Mtim Timkulu, Udeme Okan, Life Play and Zakiti Nene combine well to win their race in 3 minutes. And then over to some football. Kaizer Chiefs coach Nasruddin Nabi says his team showed a fighting spirit in their first cup victory in 10 years. Now, the Soweto Giants lifted the Nedbank Cup yesterday after defeating arch rivals Orlando Pirates in the final at Moses Mabhida Stadium. Captain Yusuf Matu's faced a lot of criticism by fans, scored a late goal to secure victory for Amakhosi, who took an early lead with a penalty by Gaston Serino. Coach Nabi, who was interpreted by his assistant coach Cedric Kays in the press conference yesterday, is beyond delighted with the impact of the players' hunger for victory.
They wanted so bad to win this cup that everyone showed big character. Even at halftime, a player like Duba was screaming at players older than him at halftime that we are not good enough, guys. We need to step up our play. Everyone gave everything he could. Sometimes they were tired, sometimes they were injured, but everyone went beyond what he could do.
Right, that's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Crouch.